only. Cloudy with some rain today. We'll get sunnier from the west as the day goes on. Highs today of 15 to 20 degrees. Today FM News, more at 3.
What?
Thanks, Ben.
What?
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 Now, this is what Pamela should have played.
You guys already know what's coming, don't you?
Yeah, we do.
Paul Garrett.
And you know what?
What?
You're right.
It's a song with the word ass in it.
Oh, my That's God. What would a Garth live album be without the live version of Friends and Locals?
He's so good, though.
Because it's only here where you can find that mysterious third verse that goes on the end of the song. But... does anybody know the words of that verse?
You're damn right we do, Garrett. You're damn right we do.
Well, in that case, I think the Friends in Low Places should sing that third.
That's us, JP.
Oh, that's us.
That's us. We're the Friends in Low Places. Here we go. Well, I didn't mean.
This ought to be good.
Okay, here we go.
All right. Here we go.
Ready when you are, buddy.
Well, I guess I was wrong. I just don't belong. And hell, I've been there before. It's alright. I'll just say goodnight. I'll show myself to the door. Allowing me to cause a big scene. Just wait till I finish this glass. A sweet little lady, I'll head back to the bar.
Leave Trisha and run away with me. Unbelievable scenes on Friday night. Or sing along with it. Can we check actually what version do they play on Go Loud Country? Because it better be this version. It better be the proper live version of the song. Check it out, Go Loud Country, for more.
Today FM's
Cash Machine. Can we check? Can you run a check on that? Can you send
a
message?
I'll go through the Go Loud people
Can you get onto the Go Loud people?
I'll drill down.
I want to make sure that we're not playing the radio, clean studio radio edit of
Good
Friends in Low Places.
No.
We want the best version. The hoppin' version. It's 8 minutes and 36 seconds long, that version.
What a song. What a weekend.
If you're going next weekend, I'm properly jealous of you. I want to go again next weekend. I own Rapture. This is Today FM. Radio station playing the music you love. Ireland, how are you?
La, 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 la.
Everybody.
La, 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 la,
la, la, la, la, la,
la.
Nailed it.
La, 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 la. La, la, la.
Have you prepared any other song? Oh, Simon, I thought you'd love that. It's Io and Rapture. David Walliams on the other end. Loving it. Loving it. The gang's all here.
Hello,
hello there. Ray Foley's my name. We're on. Welcome to Monday. Garth Monday. Can I call it Garth Monday?
Why not?
Yeah. Everyone else. Were they talking about it on News Talk, I wonder? I was saying earlier on, the News Talk crew, because there was a mix of Today FM and News Talkers at the Friday gig, Garth's first gig in Crow Park on Friday night. And there was a bunch of us. The Today FMers were clearly there to party. It was a Garth party for the Today FMers.
I think we put in a good showing.
We represented.
Yep.
Do you know? Ian Dempsey and his lovely wife Ger were in front of us. Ger's a sweetheart. I don't know what she's doing with your man. I'm John Joy.
He's punching upwards, isn't
I
he?
Tell
he
you
really
what.
Is.
I
tell
know
you
what she's doing with your man. Every time I meet her, she's a sweetheart of a woman. A lovely lady. I love chatting to her. And I think Ger was a fan as well, actually, because she knew all the words. I was watching Dempsey. I was like, does he know the words? Does he know this one? Does he know this one? But he played it cool anyway. He's a cool cat.
He played it ice cool, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
God love. I felt really bad for Ian because Ger and Ian were directly in front of me. Ian's chair was right in front of mine.
They were the worst seats in the house, in fairness.
Yeah. Like, where Ian was sitting, what? You couldn't hear what Gareth was saying.
He was in the direct line of fire.
Yeah. And I knew only the slow songs I didn't sing along with, but all the like 80% of the songs, I was singing them full on, fully levels.
Yeah.
And it was like Gareth himself would sing, it was shameless.
Yeah. You were all the way to 11.
Yeah. Poor old Ian, like, he was right in front of me. Oh, what a great night. Except, like I say, for the news talkers who were there to chat.
They really were.
That's what they do. That's what they do.
They talk radio.
Talk is their business.
Yeah.
News and talk. They were probably talking about the budget and ministerial appointments towards the end of the year and the Queen's funeral procession. They were far too busy. Like, they were standing there with drinks in their hands, chatting to each other during Garth Brooks. I was disgusted. I actually said to one of them, what are ye doing here? What are ye doing here?
If anything, it made you sing even louder.
Absolutely. It was Andrea Horne, who was a sweetheart. Really like Andrea. But she was like, how are you, Ray? How are you? Oh, that's a ropey Andrea Horne impression, isn't
Gilligan.
It?
Gilligan.
What did he say? What did
Horne.
I say? Huh?
Gilligan.
Andrea Gilligan.
You're talking about Gilligan, are you?
Sorry, Gilligan. She's on lunchtime down there.
She isn't, DJ.
Yeah.
How are you, Ray? How are you? Are you much of a Garth fan, Ray? That's another terrible accent.
That's terrible. Sorry, that's Andrea. Awful. Sorry for getting your name wrong, ruining your impression. How are you, Ray? Yeah, Andrea, I'm fine. I'm at Garth Brooks. What are you doing? The whole lot of you chatting. Your man that's on with Ciara Kelly. And Ciara. Ciara was actually the most into it of the News Talk crew.
I got along with the good doctor fairly well. Yeah, she was into it eventually.
I was so relieved when we arrived to see the doctor sitting in our area because I thought, I could go at any minute now, actually. And it'd be great to have a medical professional on hand. Just someone who can use the defibrillator, yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Just keep an eye on me.
To tell me to sit down at the end of every song so she can check my heart rate. He's peaking. Hey guys, how was your Garth? We at Garth over the weekend. You tell me your stories, I'll tell you mine. I will do the roll call after Oasis. This is Today FM. You gotta roll with it. You gotta take it time. You gotta say what you say. No matter. Oasis on Roll With It. This is Today FM. And good afternoon. How are you, Monday? It's Ray here. Oh, let's do a roll call, actually. Ray Foley. It's Misha Ray. August JP.
On show.
Ray on show. Maria Inofili here. On the Goal Out, it's the clean version, unfortunately. Oh, this is on the Goal Out Country. So what is this Goal Out Country business? It's like an online radio station.
It is indeed, yeah. Round the clock country classics.
Don't be going off to listen to Goal Out Country. Stay here until FM for the love of God. Why am I mentioning that?
Jeez, I wonder if they've got Rhinestone Cowboy Glen Campbell on there. That's a banger.
I'm in. If so, I'm in. Oh, you've said it now, haven't you?
Oh, God. Sorry, I threw it out there. You know what I mean?
Do you know what? Instead of going off to listen to excuse me, to Call Out Country, stick around here now. I think I have a version of it, actually,
that
I love.
We are keeping it country.
We're keeping it country all afternoon. Mm-hmm. Yeehaw from your friends on Today FM. I have a Ricky and Daz version.
Wow.
Do you remember Ricky and Daz? I think Daz was on, wasn't he, didn't he represent the UK in Eurovision at some point? Yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw indeed, Daz.
Yo, party people in the house, it's showdown time. The year 2002, Ricky and Daz.
2002.
Wild, wild west, okay?
Yeehaw! Riding down You're grand. I've got another one there as well, actually.
Oh, yeah, please.
Oh, this is the one. Come on. Garth didn't do any Rhinestone Cowboy, unfortunately. But he was fantastic on Friday night.
I've been walking these streets so long.
Let me skim on a little bit. I love a Star Spangled Rodeo, don't you? 0874 100 102. Yeah, the version that's on the Go Loud Country app, apparently of Friends in Low Places, is the clean version. I was gutted to miss the concert yesterday, Ray's. My hubby fell. He fell yesterday morning up at the local sports club and broke two fingers. He was waiting in A&E until after 4 p.m. before he knew he didn't need surgery. I'm gutted. From Maria. Now, Maria, my heart goes out to you. Would you not go without him?
What, come on, also, solidarity in a marriage, Ray. Come on.
What does he need the two fingers for?
Sure enough.
Couldn't he not use another two finger? He's eight more, doesn't he? He doesn't. He has six more and two thumbs. Hey, Ray, could you please say hello to my gorgeous husband, Kian? On show books, 'tis a day for the ducks, from Phil. Poor Ian O, if it was anything like your singing earlier, then I'd say his ears were bleeding too, from Breda.
How dare you, Breda?
Foley, on the way home to tip, I was up at Garth last night. It was unreal. By God, that man has some backside. Some backside? Like his Garth's bum.
Yeah.
Brooks' bum. Wrangler might be making a comeback, from Jen. Does it? Is it the boots?
Do you think it's the boots?
The way he was walking, he walks funny.
He walks a bit like he's just got off a horse.
Yeah, maybe that's. Maybe he rode into town for the gigs.
Fine pair of quads at him. He was filling out the trousers anyway.
But I thought he walked. Anyone else? I'm not being judgy or anything, but I thought he walked kind of funny. Kind of wonky walk on him.
Well, he's lost a mad lot of weight, maybe he's just fresh out of the gym and he's a bit stiff.
Used to being bigger. Best night of our lives. We'll go again this weekend for sure, from Martin in Donegal. Martin, I really want to go again. And you know what? If he wasn't doing any more of them, of course he wouldn't even consider it. But knowing that he's doing another two next weekend, I'm going, do you know what? This could be my last chance. Ray, love Garth last night, from Graham and Wicklow. Tell me your Garth stories. I'll tell you mine. Who's that? Grace over there. Sorry. Grace, how are you?
Foley, you have a lot to answer for.
Why?
After listening to Friday's show, we had FOMO of the highest about Garth Brooks.
Right.
So we went and got tickets on Saturday to go to see him last night. Oh my God, unreal.
I told you, see, it would be worth it. This is your last shot to see him. He might not ever come back.
It was fantastic.
It was mind-blowing, Grace, wasn't it?
Brilliant. Mm. So thanks for the music Friday. Thanks, Gareth, for the weekend. And Ray, love the show.
Hey. Lots of love to Gareth. Actually, shout out to the people in the crowd.
Unbelievable.
This was an amazing moment on Friday night. I don't know if they were there again afterwards. Actually, if you know these people or you are these people, get them to get in touch, because I want to talk to them. These are absolute legends. They were in the middle of the crowd, in the standing area, right in front of the stage, these people.
Prime location.
Garth has this long, like, runway, the whole way, like, halfway down the pitch. And he comes the whole way down. There's a big G in the middle of Garth. He comes the whole, or the G Hotel, someone pointed out.
Right, okay.
It's the same lowercase G. And he comes the whole way down. He's in this little platform in the middle of the pitch. And he looks out into the crowd and someone's holding a massive... Is it the Ireland flag?
It's the tricolour, yeah. It's the kind of thing you'd see at a football match.
Humongous, like one of these massive Ireland flags draped over a number of spectators in the middle of the crowd. And he looks out and he shouts to him, hi. And written on the flag, does it say welcome to Dublin or something? Welcome anyway.
Yep.
But it says Garth with an E in the middle of it. And I thought, are they being funny? They were being funny. It was hilarious. Garth with an E. Jason Derulo, this is Today FM.
It's too hard to sleep. I got the shit to get up next to you.
Jason Derulo, Want to Want Me. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. Our texts and WhatsApps are on 0874 100 102. It's mostly about Gareth and fairness. Because he was brilliant on Friday night. Ruth, I don't know, has Ruth been to Gareth? Ruth, hello.
Hiya, Ray. On show.
How are you, Ruth?
On the way home from the Gareth concert last night.
All right.
On the motorway heading to Roscommon. It was unreal.
Unbelievable. He's such a showman. This is another thing as well. I was reading loads of articles and reviews of the gig and the various gigs over the weekend in like the newspapers and whatever. And loads of them were like, say what you like about him, but...
Oh, yeah.
Or
yeah.
Irrespective of any negativity...
Grudging respect, yeah.
What's that about?
Because people are embarrassed to say they like Garth Brooks.
Why can't you just own it? A showman doing a great gig, doing what he does best in front of hundreds of thousands of people, and you can't just write, oh, my God, it was brilliant. You need to preface it with, well, say what you like, and you can slag him off all you like, but he does a good show. No, you just say he does a good show. You don't need to do all the negativity before it.
There were a few too cool for school types around us at the gig.
Yeah,
and at least 15 minutes in, they're singing along.
Of course.
You can't resist it.
And that's what people were there for. On Gareth, on the sign, he did say it last night from Danielle. She says, he did say it last night. Gareth is the Irish for Garth. Will you come on? What a gig. Atmosphere was unreal from Danielle. Ray, just on that flag, they had mortifyingly spelt his name wrong. They had the bloody flag backwards as well. So it was actually the Ivory Coast welcoming Gareth to Ireland from Fee.
Was it?
Whoops. Maybe they were messing. I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. I'd say it was like low level trolling, putting the E in Gareth, because it even looked like it was added, like it was at a different case, the E. And Gareth was amazing, nearly turned around on the way because of the weather, but so glad we didn't. But as for the walk, his legs go out in a bow, so it's like there's a horse in between them. From Katrina.
He's very method, though.
I think it is the boots. I genuinely think it is the boots that make cowboys walk like that. And hi there, can you please say a happy birthday to Matt? We're driving from Athlone to Meath. We're on holidays from New Zealand for the first time in 4 years. And have been we're home on holidays. We've been listening to the radio most days, travelling everywhere from Catlin. Catlin, good to have you.
Ray Foley.
Hey, and welcome home.
With Supermax and Super Subs.
Rihanna SOS today, FM. Oh. All aboard the Gareth train. Come on, we're heading again next weekend. So what a going on next weekend. Today, FM, playing the music you love. How are you? Ray's here, JP's there.
How are you doing?
And Gareth Brooks over the weekend. Oh, I really want to go again. My phone is full of videos. A minute long, minute and a half long each. Videos of Gareth Brooks and the crowd singing along, enjoying themselves with me singing badly over them.
Oh, lovely, yeah, perfect.
Me too close to the camera.
Yeah.
I've got about 20 videos.
Good.
None of which I will ever watch again for the rest of my life. Who does that? Who takes videos on their phone and then we'll go back and watch them again? No one watches them again. We'll just watch the live show performance thing. Did he say it's going to be on Netflix or something? They said they were
Netflix is where it's going. Yeah.
What's this? This is... I mean, listen to that quality.
It's almost like being there, isn't it?
That's the thunder rolls.
Of course it is.
I think you're going to hear me screaming over now. No, it's just noise.
Ah, the memories.
We're going next weekend, though.
I kind of have a sneaking feeling I might be trying to go next weekend.
All aboard the Gareth train.
Woo, woo!
0874-100-102. Brian's over there. Hey, Brian, love.
Hi, Ray. Brian here from Loughrea.
Hey, Brian.
I was at Gareth's last night, and it was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Better than Coldplay.
What?
And I can't wait to go Saturday night for the final show.
You didn't. You did. Better than Coldplay. Throwing down now, I tell you.
Ray Foley.
I think you're right, though.
With Supermax and the Plaza Group. Now open at the N17 Plaza in Tume. Today, FM.
Right, so what night are we? I think we should go on Saturday night.
Saturday? Okay.
I'll tell you, I'm working on Ireland AM, by the way, next weekend. So I'm going to be on bits, whatever night it is, because I'm working Friday, Saturday, and Sunday on Ireland AM. I think we should go on Saturday because that's his last night and he's going to give it his all. Let's work it out between us. We'll play Sam Fender for you next as well.
The last word with Matt Cooper.
And in the UK, mourners paying tribute to the death of their queen have been asked to stop bringing marmalade sandwiches. It's in reference to a sketch that featured the Queen and Paddington Bear. Only flowers are being accepted from now on. It's 3 minutes past three.
What? This is the moving picture. Well, it was moving for some people. Of herself walking along.
No. She did a sketch.
Oh, she did a sketch.
With the animated bear, like last year and the year before. She made it a couple of years ago. Mm. And it was like, oh, Mom loves, just like Paddington Bear loves. He's got his sandwich under his hat and she eats it and whatever.
Mm-hmm. So this is just a straight up waste of food.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was. Who do they expect to eat the sandwiches? Where are the sandwiches going? Where do they think the sandwiches are? They're just going to leave them there?
Yeah.
You people, I swear to God, you need to get your act together.
Here from the West as the day goes on, highs of 15 to 20 degrees. Today FM News of more at 4.
Love a slappy hug, don't you?
Ah, yeah. Manly.
Shane Lowry and Rory McIlroy hugging each other.
Yeah.
After the golf.
Well done, kid.
Ow, 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 ow.
It's the way real men hug each other.
Ow, 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 ow. Smack, 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 smack. Yeah, I've got it here. And Shane says, oh, you've won enough times. Yeah. He said, hey.
Won all here. Sorry.
I don't know who that missed.
You won enough anyway.
You won enough. Ow, 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 ow. Congratulations.
Ow, 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 ow.
Ray Foley.
The weekend and Take My Breath. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. How are you, Ireland? Vietnam, Ray Foley on. And JP has disappeared. Yeah, 3:14, JP, and you come anytime you like. Yeah, all aboard the Gareth train this afternoon.
Whoa. Toot.
Toot. All aboard the Gareth train. 0874-100-102. Ray loved Garth Brooks over the weekend. He was amazing. Actually, what was the song that was that I remember the most? It was Shameless. Do you remember Shameless was playing on Friday night?
That's a Billy Joel song. I did not know it was a Billy Joel song.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that at all.
Shameless, hang on 1 second.
Because it's very countrified.
Well, Garth makes it his own. He's amazing. This is Shameless. I used to sing this song when I was a kid and sing Shameless.
Of course.
I'm Shameless.
I'm not a man who's ever been insecure about the world I've been living in.
Everybody.
I don't break easy. I have my pride. But if you mean to be satisfied, I'm Shameless.
Brother's name is Michael. Yeah. To avoid any confusion.
Standing there, I go down and hold my knees. And I'm
Shameless. I'm Shameless.
But if you mean to be satisfied, I'm Shameless.
Funny story from Friday night. Were there. I was trying to count what size was our group. I'd say it was about 40 people.
That was a good size, yeah.
Yeah, 40 people all sitting together in a sort of a balcony area overlooking the stage. And JP was my plus one. Ian Dempsey had his wife with him, Jer, as Ian's plus one. And someone else's plus one was there, and she was this incredibly beautiful 20-something-year-old. Stunningly beautiful. Massively out of place in our circle of Garth Brooks goers.
Yeah. She stuck out.
She definitely... Yep. Like, when
through
this,
no fault of her own.
When this young woman was born, it was probably on Instagram. The birth itself was probably Instagrammed.
Correct.
Because it was so perfect. You know, it's like Instagram real life. Her real life is Instagram. So Garth is up there singing. And no word of a lie, as he's singing this song,
you know now
she gets up in front of everyone stands in front of the entire group, blocks the view of the stage for a selfie. And he's literally singing the word shameless in the background. Every time I see you standing, I'm like, this couldn't be any more perfectly ironic. Go on, love, you're shameless. Swore I'd never compromise. But the kids don't mind doing that.
I know.
They've no shame, I suppose is the word. But they've no compunction about, like, 40-odd people all sitting there watching the concert. And just up you get and take a photograph in front.
There was a couple of times where some people walked across our view and we let them know.
I was not having it.
Hey, down in front. What are you doing?
Down in front. Anyway, great weekend. And we fully intend on attending next Saturday. To the point that I've actually ordered a cowboy hat that fits me.
Wow.
Yeah, massive head cowboy hat. All right, Jess Glynn, hold my hand. This is Today FM. Standing in a crowded room. Jess Glynn, hold my hand. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. All aboard! Toot, toot, toot. You're tooting your whistle over there. Tooting your horn or tooting your whistle?
Whistle.
All right, okay. Very good. Ooh, all aboard the Garth train. As we intend on going again next weekend, the entire country seems to be all on the same. Actually, speaking of trains, there was big excitement about these new carriages that were arriving into, I think it was Dublin Port last week. As Irish Rail took delivery of new carriage. I love a new carriage.
Oh, yeah, the smell of a shiny new carriage.
We haven't got Barry Kenny, do we?
We do indeed, the man himself.
Barry Kenny from Irish Rail. How are you? Barry Kenny, everybody. Hello. Hi, Barry. Hello, sir. Can you hear
Barry.
Me? Oh, there you go.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, we got you now. How are you?
Good, and you?
Yeah, pretty good. You know, you're our joint number one favourite spokesman on the show, did you know this?
Who's the other joint? That's what I want to know.
It's Conor Faulkner from the AA, yeah. And Siobhan as well in the Dublin Airport Authority. Is she still in the airport? Dublin Airport Authority?
Well, both of them are actually retired from those roles.
So are they really? Still kicking! The last man standing is Barry Kenny in Irish Rail. How are you, man?
Very good.
I was excited
with our new train.
You're not on one of them now, are you?
I'm not. I'm by Terra Firma here in the Comedy Station right now.
The smell of new train. I love a new carriage. I love a new train. You get the air of sort of VIP off it. So these new trains, everyone's very excited about them last week arriving in. What are they for?
They are for, basically, if you travel on intercity routes at the moment, the kind of silver trains, I suppose, the backbone of the network, we already have 230. Four of those carriages were taking delivery of another 41. They've come over from South Korea. Hyundai Rotem are the manufacturers. So right. The first three arrived last week. And basically what we're going to do, they're intermediate carriages. So we're going to make some existing trains longer to give more capacity. And with people coming back post-COVID, intercity's pretty much back now to full capacity or the type of demand that we saw before COVID. So they're coming at exactly the right time.
Barry, was there not an expectation that people wouldn't? Or there was kind of, do you remember, particularly during lockdown, there was a lot of talk of, oh, people aren't going to go back to work. There's going to be hybrid working and it'll be down by a third post-COVID. People aren't going to be commuting to the extent that they were pre-lockdown. Were you anticipating that? Because obviously that hasn't come to pass then.
Well, I mean, I think we certainly thought it would come back, perhaps not as quickly as it has. And now, certainly Darton commuter is probably still a little bit down, but this kind of commuting season, you can see it already. We'll have the figures pretty soon.
Right.
But it is coming back, and then just as there's more employment, and as there are more people moving back to full-time in the offices, whether things like energy bills will be a part of that as well, we'll see in course.
Right.
But certainly, you know, we are on track to get back to where we were. And in intercity already, so the longer distance services, we are already seeing numbers back, and in some instances above where it was before COVID. So, that's hugely relevant.
I was thinking as well, it would probably, for people coming back after lockdowns, a lot of people got rid of their second car, and they would be more inclined then to use for commuting then, so that you would see higher numbers then as a result of that.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, again, like the only thing that's actually reducing in cost at the moment is public transport, you know, because there was additional funding and all our fares went down by 20% in May. Can I say that? Can I advertise?
Is that advertising? tell us about the carriages then. Are there USB ports? Tech-wise, what have you got? Your Wi-Fi, you got your USB port. These are the new
Wi-Fi,
carriages.
Your USB ports. There are going to be a couple of additional spaces for bikes as well on these particular carriages.
Right.
But they will, in terms of their apps, their operation, they're literally going to drop in the middle of some of these existing trains to give more capacity. And so it'll be pretty seamless, except, of course, you're going to get that lovely new train smell as you walk through. So you'll know you're in the newer carriage.
When Bus Éireann or Dublin Bus introduced the USB ports, huge novelty. I mean, I have to say, I was blown. To the notion of being able to plug your phone in while travelling.
The future is now.
We had them first.
You had them a lot longer. The original and best. Tech-wise, then, there are new Dart ones coming in as well next year. I wanted to ask you about these. What's the technology like on them?
Well, the Dart Plus fleet is now, they'll be from 2024. So basically, we've ordered 95 carriages, but we have a contract that will allow us to get up to 750 of these over the next 10 years. So these are going to be the backbone of the expanded Dart network. We're expanding the Dart to move to Hazelhatch. But these will be, as well, in terms of, they'll be electric powered, obviously.
Yeah.
In terms of accessibility, there'll be massive improvements with a retractable step, so independent access from the mobility impaired customers, which is a very, very, very important progress there. You're going to have family areas, you're going to have enhanced bike areas as well. Much better information, so you're going to have proper digital screens on board.
Oh, on the train.
Live real-time information, including connection to other services as well. It is going to be just a totally enhanced
traveling. I like that. Will there be USB ports, Barry?
There will be USB ports.
Okay,
you'll
vital.
You'll be able to charge everything up from your phone to your e-scooter. You know what I mean?
That'd be good, actually, because once you bring the e-bike or the e-scooter on as well, very handy.
You can fold it up now and you can bring it on and, as I say, with more bike space then as well, and just more accessibility as well. If you take the original Dart carriages, they're still in operation since 1984. So you get a lot of bang for your buck with a train carriage. It keeps going, but obviously we're looking forward to getting a new fleet there that will just improve the travelling environment as we expand the Dart out to all those destinations.
I got you. I know it's your bread and butter, Barry, but are you actually into trains? Or would you have been into them as a kid?
I'll be honest with you. I mean, I'm working here a little while.
You're the last man standing. You're working there 52 years now, Barry.
Yeah,
Kenny's
exactly,
at Dart Train.
Exactly. I wouldn't have been beforehand, but it gets into the blood, and I've done all the interrailing things. And if you go into any country, you find yourself nerding it up by going to the station and kind of looking at this aspect of that. So it is fascinating, and as I say, gets in the blood pretty quickly.
You do get into it. And have you been to Garth?
Not this time, 1994.
Right. Do you have any intention of going? Are you going to go next weekend?
I'm not going to go next weekend. Really.
Come on. You will.
We'll do our best.
All aboard the Garth train. Come on.
Experience for those taking the train. Extra train, don't forget. Book them.
He's never off. That's why he's the greatest. Barry Kenny from Irish Rail, thanks so much for joining us.
Cheers, buddy.
All the best. Much obliged. This is Today FM. Adams and Mel say when you're gone. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. How are you? Ray here, JP there.
How are you doing?
Feeling great for a Monday.
Hey! Hopper that, Mel! Hopper that, Brian!
Chatting a couple of moments ago to our joint number, well, now our current number one spokesperson, Barry Kenny from Irish Rail. As he has seen off our other favourites. You got your AA Road Watch.
Connor Faulkner. I miss Connor Faulkner, actually.
Yeah. You miss Connor about the place.
You miss Connor, Yoja.
And wasn't it Siobhan at the
Siobhan, Dublin, that's right.
At the Dublin Airport Authority. Yeah. Your other favourite spokespersons this afternoon, 087. Who is the lady in the ESB? Anytime there's a storm, there's usually a lady in the ESB you'd hear from. A solid spokesperson as well. No Barry Kenny, it has to be said. But solid enough as well. Any further? 87 4 100 102. Hey, you want to do a cash machine call?
Yes, please.
Ray Foley.
We'll do that next.
With Supermax.
This is Today FM. We play music you love all day, all night, all weekend, all morning, all evening, all afternoon.
Yeah.
We're talking to Barry Kenny a few minutes ago. He's Barry Kenny from Irish Rail, of course. And he's now our favourite spokesperson because he's seen them all off.
Yeah.
Your Conor Falklands and your Siobhan from Dublin Airport.
He's a blast of them, yeah.
We're asking for your favourite spokes, your other favourite spokespersons. Right, we can't forget the Canadian chap from the NTA who had the limelight during the bad snow from a few years ago. The Canadian chap for the NTA, I don't know.
A Canadian lad.
Trying to remember his name, Sean something from Cian. Cian, thank you for correspondence. There's also a Scottish fella. Is he Threshold or a rental sort of renters or one of those? He's like a Scottish fella that's on. You hear him?
Could be the Lotto person.
The Lotto person.
There's got to be a Lotto spokesperson as well, aren't there?
No, it's Alex. Is Alex around from KPMG?
The love of the glasses. Oh yeah.
What have I got for you? Oh, this is Michael Sheen. Wales, where Michael, you know Michael Sheen?
I've heard of him. Yeah, he's an actor.
Yeah, he played Tony Blair in things, and he played Chris Tarrant in that thing about Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, the dramatization. He did a thing with David Tennant where they were in lockdown together and they were rehearsing a play over. Did you watch that?
I didn't see that. No,
that was good. It was about them rehearsing the play over Zoom. It was good. It was on the BBC, and he was on A League of Their Own with all the messers on the, you know, the. They think it's all over.
Is Andrew Flintoff still on that?
I think he might be.
Your Freddie Flintoffs, your Redknapps.
Jack Whitehall.
And Corden. But Corden no longer hosts, am I right?
Romesh Ranganathan is the host now. And Wales, where Michael Sheen is from, is playing England, where all the rest of them are from, in the World Cup at the end of November. 29th of November. Have you heard about this? Did you see this?
I have not seen this.
This is unbelievable.
Oh, no.
This is
Don't build it up too much now.
This is and I'm not a football fan.
Okay.
This is on League of Their Own, which is like a quiz show on Sky. You know what I'm talking about. So they say to him, can you give a rousing speech to the Welsh team to take on England? And they ask for a little bit of music to go on. And Michael Sheen, what it seems like, ad-libbed this rousing speech for the team there in the studio behind the desk.
Is this going to put a fire in my belly?
Listen to this.
All right.
This is unbelievable. Have a listen.
Can we have some music, please? All right. I have to get in the right headspace now. Okay. Amarohid. Amarohid. I hear the voices singing. Speed your journey, boys, boys, Bach. One nation singing with one voice. A song of hope, a song of courage, a victory song that floats through the valleys like a red mist, rolls over the mountaintops like crimson thunder. A red storm is coming to the gates of Qatar. It crackles with the spirit of 58 and Jimmy Murphy's boys. It turns the pages of the history books and finds Rob's page waiting, still to be written. What would you write in there, boys? Dare you write your names on that page? We haven't waited 64 years and come halfway around the world to be troubled by a neighbour from back home. When the English come knocking on our door, let's give them some sugar, boys! Let's give them some Welsh sugar! They've always said we're too small, we're too slow, we're too weak, too full of fear. But Amar O'Heed, you sons of speed, as they fall around us, we are still here!
There goes Wilds!
Come on, Wilds!
Wow! Isn't that amazing?
That was good.
Wow,
that is...
I gotta say, Han Wales.
Ray Foley. With Supermax and Super Subs. Delicious subs, soups.
I ain't worried about it.
One Republic and I Ain't Worried. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Ireland, a very good afternoon.
Hi there.
I'm Ray. There's JP.
How you doing?
So it's been done, surely. But we are now treading over the well-worn ground. What the hell is the crack with that song?
Why does it sound like a million other songs?
No, well, that other song is... That's one of their own, isn't it? That whistling there is definitely... Are they referencing
one of their own
one
songs?
One of their existing One Republic songs.
Right.
And then it goes into the song proper. But that original bit of the bit of whistling at the beginning is a reference to one of their own tracks.
Is it though?
From previously, I think. I don't know what you've been told. And then JP was like, doesn't that sound like that song, The Portugal, The Man?
Yeah, that one.
Feel It Still, which is like...
Yeah, lads, come on, what's going on here?
Hey, Tedder, you mess, are you? I keep my hands on myself.
It's exactly the same. Them all, put them back up on the shelf.
Just a little baby girl is in need. Ronan's after texting Jonas Brothers and Sucker. Hang on one second.
Oh, that's...
Is there whistling on that?
That rings a bell.
Sucker. Come on. Jonas Brothers.
Ryan Tedder, what are you up to?
Tedder, what are you at?
I mean, I know he writes everyone else's songs, but really.
Maybe it's the case that he wrote all of these songs for everybody else and he's like...
He had one idea that he used three times. We go together.
Skim on there. I've been dancing on top of cars
and stumbling out of bars. Is there any whistling in this? Or is it just that it just sounds like... I'm a sucker for...
Yeah, there's definitely a similarity there.
Yeah.
It was more Portugal than Man.
Sucker for you.
Oh, what the hell is?
I'm a sucker for you. Caught rotten.
Ryan, you messer.
You maggot.
You are an absolute chancer. You are, and do you know what? That is unbelievable. That has blown my tiny mind like a kaboom.
Mind all over the place.
Blown. Teddy, you've blown my mind, I tell you.
Ireland, good afternoon.
Texts, WhatsApps.
Hellos, how he is?
0874 100 102. Yeah, loads of people text on that now, yeah. Jonas Brothers and Saka. One Republic, I Ain't Worried. And Portugal, The Man, Feel It Still. It's all the same song. And every one of them a great song. From your friends here at Today FM. Playing the music you love. Playing the music you love. Hey, Ray, can you please say hello to my gorgeous husband, Cian? We got married last Friday. We're on our way to the Ice House Hotel in Mayo. I know it well. They do a mean cocktail there. I know that from experience. The Ice House Hotel in Ballinan, County Mayo, for our honeymoon. Woohoo! Love the show.
Hey.
From Sorka. Sorka or Sorka?
Or Sorsha. I knew a few Sorshas, or in Dundalk when I was growing up, it was more Sorsha.
I'm punching in digits. They might have gone there already. They might be able to signal.
Is it on one?
Yeah, try and get
them. Maybe they're hoping for a quiet weekend away, their first few days of marriage, so they've turned the phones off.
And instead they get this. There's nothing happening there.
Ah, brilliant.
Please enter the phone number of the person whom you want to leave a message for.
I don't.
When you have finished.
No, I don't. Hang on.
It's more about actually talking to the person. That's,
I don't want to get...
This is what you want to happen.
I haven't dialed in any special number there or anything. Nothing's happening.
Yeah, there you go. Nice quiet weekend.
Give me the number for the Ice House.
Oh. Good idea.
And I'll ring them. I'll ring ahead.
Hang on a second.
It's not... Nothing's happened here.
Right.
The Ice House is gorgeous.
Please enter the phone number.
Oh, stop it.
Whom you want to leave a message for.
You're annoying me now.
096, Raymond.
Hang on one second. 096.
23.
Yeah.
500.
That's it, is it?
Yeah.
Please hold.
It's ringing.
It's still ringing.
Hello, the Ice House Hotel. Angelica speaking.
Hello, Angelica. It's Ray Foley calling from Today FM here. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
Pretty good. I'm calling with a warning. Oh, actually, they might be there already. But we've got a listener who texted into our radio show, okay?
Okay.
And they're going there on their honeymoon.
Okay.
And we're just letting you know that they're there on their honeymoon and to give them the ultra amazing honeymoon treatment from the Ice House, because I know you're fabulous. I've visited. It's a beautiful spot. I just want to let you know that they're on their way to ye if they're not there already. Can I give you their names?
Absolutely, you can. Go ahead.
Right, so we've got Cian. That's the gorgeous husband.
He's gorgeous, yeah.
And Sorka or Sorka.
No word on how gorgeous Sorka is.
Is the bride.
We don't know.
We have no idea. We don't need to be guessing. But we know that Cian is gorgeous.
I think they've checked in already.
Have they checked in already?
They have checked in already. Literally 5 minutes ago with me.
Can you put me through to the room? Is that allowed?
They'll be up for it. They contacted us.
Can I go through? Can I go through? Because the phone isn't working.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. Okay, yeah, I'll transfer you over right now. Okay, sorry, cheers. I'll just double check.
You check if it's allowed first, because
of
I don't... Yeah,
course.
Fine, no problem.
Yeah.
I'll go on hold, no bother.
Perfect, thank you.
Bye-bye.
They're only in the hotel room and they're looking through the minibar going, now, do we have to pay for that or is that free? Are the Pringles free?
They're taking a video for their mums and dads of the room. You know that thing, you walk
and
in through the room.
This is the bathroom, look
the
at
bathroom
that.
The bathroom is gorgeous.
His and hers, lovely.
The towel warm and real. She's not going to...
They're not expecting a call.
We're going to have to send something up, will we? We buy them a bottle of champagne or something?
Play the sandwiches, Grant.
Hello, yes, I'll transfer you over to them right now. Is
cool beans.
Okay?
Thanks
fantastic.
A million.
Fantastic.
You should pretend to be the hotel or something, and you've got bad news.
She's already called ahead.
For God's sake.
We're ringing this young couple on their honeymoon.
It's going to be the highlight of their wedding. When they answer the
They're
phone.
Not answering the phone. They're otherwise engaged, I think.
Well, listen, many happy returns.
let me buy them a bottle of champagne or something.
All right, let's do that.
We're going to end up...
Hello?
Hi.
Sorry, it seems like they're not answering.
Yeah,
so
we
can
know
I
what's
send...
going on. We know what's going on there. It's fine. Yeah, they're on their honeymoon. We don't want to be interrupting them.
You don't want to disturb them. Absolutely not. Can we send them in? Can we...
I was going to suggest, can I buy them a bottle of champagne or something? Or
absolutely.
A bottle of fizzy?
You can even purchase two if you like.
Two? Well, let's not stretch it here. What is the absolute cheapest bottle of champagne you've got there?
Do you want to go for the cheapest?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah?
You, I don't have to...
I would suggest
to...
Moët. Moët is very, very good.
Moët, or Moët, is it?
Yeah, Moët, sorry,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, no problem.
Sorry,
yeah.
See, I'm foreign, so it's my
of course,
pronunciation
not
is...
Of not a problem, no.
But
no.
It is Moët.
Right, okay. So, and how much is that?
It's 99.
Jesus Christ.
Can you expense that, Ray? It's a work
what,
expense. It's got
to
go work
you go
expense.
To the ice house, you get the best of the best.
You
don't
do
you?
You
oh,
can.
My God.
Is that like
oh,
3 litres of
I have
it?
To have, I have to have a lie down. That's only the one bottle, is it? Do you get to keep the glasses afterwards?
Sure, if you don't let us know and you sneak them in.
you can sneak them home when you go in your handbag. Yeah, I'll pay for that for Sorka and Kian then, all right? I tell you what, can I put you... What did you say your name was again?
Angelica,
would you mind if I put you on hold for a second?
Absolutely, of course. I don't mind waiting at all.
I'll give you my credit card details and then we'll make this happen, okay?
Of course. Am I just charging for the champagne there, is it, or...
Now, what else do you want me to pay for?
Covering the stage.
I'm not paying for the room.
I'm just double checking.
Yeah, I'll buy them a bottle of champagne. I think that's fair enough, isn't it?
That's grand. Yeah, you're in the clear now.
They didn't even answer the phone, for crying out loud. You don't even deserve a bottle of champagne. Yeah, no bother. You stay there for me, okay?
Fantastic.
Right.
Thank you so much.
One second. No bother. Right, okay. So, Sorka and Kian, I'm sending up a bottle of champagne
for the honeymoon.
As you're the honeymoon suite.
What a song!
The phone is ringing. And ringing. Turn it off for Tina Arena. This is Chains on Today FM. Tina Arena on Today FM. Those baby babies, I'm in chains. It's like whoever wrote the baby baby, I'm in chains, babe. I'm in chains. Baby, baby, I'm in chains. Unbelievable. Just incredible, love it. Tina Arena on Today FM. We play the music you love. And our all Irish track of the week is
Ray Foley. Gonna be so good. Ray Foley. Playing the music you love. Today FM.
It's really good. This is new from Leah Hart on Today FM. Our all Irish track of the week on Today FM. That's Leah Hart and her brilliant song Happier. Does it make you happier, JP?
It does indeed.
Yeah, I'm happier. I'm all the happier for hearing it. Upbeat, Rocky. Brilliant, love it. You're supporting Secret in the
10th of November. Yeah, 3 weeks.
This is brilliant, fantastic. What have I got for you? Text and WhatsApp. 0874-100-102. Love how random your shows are. Brilliant stuff. Oh, this was sending up the champagne to Kian and Sorka, who are just married. Sending up the champagne in the ice house.
Putting the pain into champagne for you, buddy.
€99 for a bottle of champagne. Ooh, no recession round here from Will.
Ray, I was struggling on my 5K run, but you just got me through the last 1K with your amazing gesture. What a legend from Linda. Oh, Linda, I'll be expensing it. So much we didn't get to do on today's show, yeah. We didn't get to do Tina Arena Arena, where Chains vocalist Tina Arena announces that she signed a sponsorship deal with what was formerly the 3 Arena in our exciting new bit, Tina Arena Arena. We're going to do that tomorrow. We're on from 2. Matt's on the way next. Have a lovely evening.